We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. It's 12:43. A bit of Mendelssohn leads us into this segment of the Afternoon Magazine. We heard the opening of the string quartet in E-flat major, performed by the Pacifica Quartet. The Pacifica Quartet will be among the groups performing in the second Downtown Champaign Chamber Music Festival, which kicks off tomorrow. The festival's mission, to offer live chamber music to people of all ages, all walks of life. The musical events are designed to be fun, informal, and engaging. Known as Docha, the three-day celebration of chamber music is free and open to the public. Sally Takata Bernardson is Docha's executive director. Welcome. So glad to have you with me in the studio this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this is the festival's second year. What inspired the idea for a chamber music festival in downtown Champaign?
Well, we recognized a need for it. There wasn't currently anything like this happening in Champaign. However, there are many wonderful musicians who live in Champaign who either teach at the University of Illinois School of Music or live here and are wonderful musicians doing other things. And we found that all of the musicians involved wanted to do something to give back to their community. And they normally tour around the world and are in demand all over the place, but they wanted to make a difference in their own homes, in their own communities. And we felt that the way to make it most accessible and most far-reaching was to make it free.
And in interesting venues and all around downtown. And
yes,
free and open to the public. Everyone is invited.
Yes, that's correct. This year, our primary venue is the Orpheum Children's Science Museum, which is also known as the Orpheum Theater. And it was built around, I think, 1914 originally as a vaudeville theater. And in recent years, it's been operating as a children's science museum. But there still is this gorgeous theater. And it's a wonderful space for chamber music, actually.
Yeah, I'm really happy that you mentioned the Orpheum, because the host of WILL-FM's Live and Local, Kevin Kelly, will be the host for tomorrow's kickoff concert, which will be at the Orpheum. And that concert will be broadcast live tomorrow at noon on Live and Local on WILL-FM. So a couple of questions here. Who will perform and what's on the program tomorrow?
The program tomorrow at 12 is a children's program. It's called Introducing Wolfgang Amadeus Schmutzenberry. And the performers will be members of the Pacifica String Quartet, along with Stefan Milenkovich, the violinist on the faculty of the School of Music at U of I. We'll also have Robert Graves, the dean of the College of Fine and Applied Arts, who is also an actor. And he will play one of the roles in the play, along with Kevin Kelly. And Rami Vamos, who also is the creator of that children's play. And he is not only a musician, but a composer and a writer and a music educator.
Okay, so if you can't be there, you'll want to tune into Live and Local tomorrow at noon. But also,
yes,
the performance is repeated on Saturday, right?
That's correct. It'll be repeated on Saturday at 1 p.m., again, at the Orpheum Theater. It'll be free and open to anyone who wants to come. It's very family-friendly. And Kevin Kelly will not be able to do that show, but we have Natalie Ellis, who is a local actress. She runs and is the creative director of Class Act, which is a children's improv theater company.
Tell us about the pop-up events.
The pop-up events will be a lot of fun and unpredictable. We actually are not saying in advance where you will find chamber musicians, but you will find chamber musicians at various downtown locations Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoons. And we will announce the concerts on our webpage, on Facebook, and on Twitter. So those are the ways to find out where we'll be. Or you can just hang out in downtown Champaign and listen for
the
music.
Something's bound to happen. Where can we find a schedule of performances and events?
On our website, which is www.docha.org. That's D-O-C-H-A.
.org. And there will also be a link from our website, will.illinois.edu. Anything else you'd like to mention before we have to wrap up here? Besides the Orpheum, where will we find events in downtown Champaign?
Well, the Orpheum is where most of the events will be, aside from those pop-up surprise locations, and I can't announce those in advance.
Okay.
But I will say that we're very excited to be collaborating not only with other musicians, but with artists from other genres. We have dancers involved. We have theater actors. There will be some poetry. There will be a lot more than just chamber musicians involved in this project.
All right. Very good. And it's all free and open to the public. Everyone is invited.
Yes.
Okay. Sally, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Sally Takata Bernhardtson is DOCHA's executive director. Again, the Pacifica Quartet will be among the groups performing in the second Downtown Champaign Chamber Music Festival, which kicks off tomorrow. The musical events are designed to be fun, informal, and engaging. The website for DOCHA, www.docha.org.